Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. I want to thank you for listening to The Dash with Matrilla. Guys, hello, hello, hello. Let me tell you, we are in 2024 and there are some amazing things already taking place. There are some things that are taking place that we never thought we'd see in our lifetime. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on in the world, right? But here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the things that go on in our neighborhoods. And when I say neighborhoods, I'm not talking about just the neighborhood or the community that you live in. I'm talking about in other countries. For me, I'm in the US. So, you know, I'm in America. I'm in the United States. But for my friends and brothers and sisters that are in the United States, that are in America, here's what I want you to know. Slavery is still very much alive today. It is still alive. Slavery still takes place in places like Africa, places like Ukraine, all of these different places. And when I talk about slavery, I know you're probably saying, normally she doesn't talk about things like this, but here's what is changing for The Dash with Matrilla. We're literally going to pull back the curtains. We're going to pull back the covers on evil, on the demonic activity. We're going to continue to do that. But hey, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into it because I want you to be impactful in the things that you do. I want you to be effective in the things that you do when it comes to the kingdom of God. If you are not a believer in Christ yet, I pray that this podcast will help you to make your mind up to become a believer in Christ, to become a follower of Christ. So back to the slavery portion. Here are some things in the United States that you rarely ever see on your mainstream media, right? There are still people being forcefully taken out of their homes, out of their communities, and forced into slavery. And here is the part that they don't talk about. These are people who are professing that they are believers in Christ. They are committed to the gospel. These people are being snatched. Husbands are being snatched away from their wives and their children. Some of these people are even being killed. This is taking place in India. It is taking place again in Africa, Ukraine, all of these different places outside of the United States. People are being persecuted because of their faith, and they're either losing their lives or they're being taken into, you know, captivity, taken to jail, all of those different things. Here's what we have to do for our brothers and sisters in other countries, our neighbors, our communities, outside of our communities. It's time to come together in prayer. It's time to pray sincerely for others who don't look like us, for others who don't live like we live. See, here's what the Lord has been showing me. He has been showing me that, you know, when we're in the States, we seem to, you know, not really pay so much attention to third world countries or other countries that don't particularly live the way that we live. Well, Isaiah 1:17 says different. We are supposed to seek justice. We're supposed to want to do good, seek justice, defend the fatherless, and then plead the widow's case. These are four things that we're supposed to do. These are things we're literally supposed to do. And if you're not doing those things, and I know somebody may be saying, well, I don't have funds to do that, and I can't travel, I can't do. But what you can do is open up your mouth and open up your heart in prayer and ask God to step in and ask God to protect our brothers and sisters in these places where they're being sought after because of their faith. So now, also, just take a look at Central Africa. Central Africa has faithful Christians there. And guess what? They are under attack. These biblical Christians are being attacked by both sides. both sides. And this is a long-standing civil war that most people never hear about, but you're going to hear about it on The Dash with Matrilla, right? So, because I want to make sure that we're not just walking in good motivation, inspiration, pick-me-up type stuff. I want to make sure that you understand that there is a cause to be fought for, and that cause is, as a believer in Christ, to fight for our brothers and sisters who also need help. And here's the other part. And then let me tell you, here's the other part. The other part, just because we're in the States, we don't think that the things in the Bible, see, these are the things that other countries are actually encountering, these Christians that our Christians, brothers and sisters in other countries are encountering. These are things that in the United States, excuse me, we actually read in the Bible. But these things that we see in the Bible are still taking place. Satan is still working very hard through people to bring down, tear down the people of God, the kingdom of God. Why? Because he knows if he can grab hold to enough people and try to destroy them, that will keep them from God. Let me tell you, our prayers are powerful. And I've said that before. We have our prayers are so powerful that we can be in the United States and we can pray for someone. We can pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in India. We can pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa. We can pray for them. And guess what? God hears the prayers of the righteous. So get into the habit of not just praying for your light bill to be paid, or paying for your car note to be paid, or praying that you'll be able to get the house, or just praying specifically for your family only. Get into the habit of praying for others who are under attack, believers who are under attack, churches that are under attack, because whether you know it or not, that same threat is creeping into America. It is creeping in, and the church needs to stand up, speak up, and speak out about the kingdom of God. It's time to fight. We need to fight. We have to fight. And the only way that we can win, really, really win, and show the enemy that we're not afraid and that we're not backing down, is we have got to stand with the word of God. We've got to stand with the name of Jesus, and we've got to stand with the blood of Jesus. Those three things. And then the fourth thing, we've got to stand knowing that the Holy Spirit is the one that is working through us. So if we can do those things together, collectively, guess what? There is no demonic force in hell that could stop us. They might throw up a roadblock, but they won't be able to stop us, right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to start having these type of conversations with your friends, with your family members, you know, with your church family, whomever. Have the conversation about the importance of standing firm on what you believe, standing firm on your faith in Jesus Christ, standing firm knowing that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one to follow. Hey, that's my spillboard today. You guys know what I say. Never give up on your life, never give up on your dreams, and never give up on God. And you better know the victory, it still belongs to Jesus. That is what makes you victorious. Y'all better have a great day.